Now, December 18th, in the last days of Advent, yesterday for our daily Mass, we listened to the first section of Matthew 1 with the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And during our ordinary time of, our Advent time in the weekends and weekdays, we've been hearing a lot from prophets, from John the Baptist, and other individuals. And tonight we hear about Joseph. It was actually pretty cool, as for those of us that went to Nick Davidson's talk yesterday, that God is with us. And we heard the exact words that Nick Davidson said yesterday. He quoted them, and that's what we heard tonight, which I thought was pretty powerful. I don't necessarily know if I would call Nick a prophet, but he gave a great talk last night about Advent, of how important it is for us to be quiet, to offer our penance in confession, and to always ask the Lord to be with us. Now, Joseph gave a great passage tonight because really Matthew focuses on the lineage of Joseph, and St. Luke focuses on the lineage of Mother Mary, and they go back different directions. So we heard it in Joseph from the very beginning with Abraham, and in Luke it starts with Jesus and goes backwards. And so Joseph knew that she was pregnant. And again, like what Nick said yesterday, well, wait a second, how did that happen? And that was definitely a person, another man. And that's when he heard from the angel. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwillingly to expose her to shame, because that's what they would do in their culture, assuming that she was having an adultery, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. So as Nick was talking yesterday, how important it is for the Annunciation of Jesus Christ in the womb of Mary, that Joseph would probably be the second person that knew that. And then Joseph, if you read, especially in Matthew, in the first few chapters, protecting her, protecting Jesus, getting out of Nazareth to go to Egypt and come back as an adopted father. So let's ask Joseph to pray for us, for all of our fathers on earth, and the most important father in all eternity, God the Father.